USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden and Russian President Putin concluded their summit Wednesday with an agreement that allows each country's ambassador to return to the nation they're posted to, but little else concrete. In a press conference following the meeting, President Biden said he did bring up the issue of human rights violations with Putin, saying it's in the DNA of America to speak up when it sees them.
I also told him that no president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view. That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him. It's not about just going after Russia when they violate human rights. It's about who we are.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus has now spread to over 80 countries. The World Health Organization says the variant first identified in India has been shown in some reports to be more transmissible and cause more severe symptoms. The strain now makes up about 10% of all new cases in the U.S., with some health officials warning that it could soon become the dominant strain in the country. Former White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt says people that haven't been vaccinated should be most concerned about that possibility. He tells CNN that the variant is like COVID on steroids.
If you haven't been vaccinated or you live in a community where there's a lot of people that haven't been vaccinated, this is a more virulent strain. This is like COVID on steroids. You could be around people for less time and still get exposed. So it's yet another reason why people should, if they haven't been vaccinated, should think about getting vaccinated. If you have been vaccinated, you've got very little to worry about.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some health officials are concerned with the World Health Organization's ability to conduct an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Lance Pry has more.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health, because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Arizona's governor says the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.